suffer your hands, suffer your interpretation.
Fugazi there by suggestion with the song Suggestion. Pulled that off their 1988 debut EP, also known as Seven Songs. A couple years later, it was reissued as 13 Songs, but I went back to the original because that's what we have at WRCT, the original. Hey, speaking of originals, how about the New Dunkin' Imperials from their Hanky Panky Parlez-Vous album with I'm Schizophrenic, No I'm Not. Also played The Damned in there. Wait for the blackout. The Damned, would you believe it was April 8th of 1977 that The Damned performed at CBGB's? They were the very first band from the UK, or actually just not from the area, actually, for the most part, I should say. Non-American citizens, let me put it that way, to play CBGB's, and they did it on the exact same day that The Clash released their 1977 debut, self-titled debut, the iconic Clash album, which I played from there, Janie Jones, right before that set of music. Gets us where we are now, which I'm not sure where it is, but I can tell you that we have a Bobby Rydell mock coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program with me, the Mockster. Hey, if you ever have a suggestion for a song, like Tom did with that Fugazi, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com and let me know what you want to hear. We're going into some of that recording from April 8th, 2022, right after this.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
So you heard me say that that Clash album their debut album came out on this very day back in 1977. And as I was digging through some of my research, I found another album came out not on this day but not in 1977. It came out 2 years before that, 1975. Another album came out that I'm not going to play, but I will play a cover because Aerosmith's Toys in the Attic came out on this day in 1975. So why not play some REM as promised with their version?
Yeah.
Energy wrapping up that set of music. Let's just turn that down and just pretend that didn't happen. Spiz Energy wrapping up that set of music with Where's Captain Kirk? I know I'm spinning the vinyl. It's safer than the CD players right now, but I've heard coming soon will be some new CD players. But I've been playing a lot of CDs, and we just knock on wood, plastic, knock on all this stuff. Yep, knock on the microphone that we won't have issues tonight. So far, so good. Hey, before the Spiz Energy, some brand new music from Elvis Costello and the Imposters from the Boy Named If album with Farewell OK. Also played the Mount McKinley's in there. Played that one for Joey Jojo. And I believe that's actually the name on his driver's license, Joey Jojo. He's driving home from work and listening to Viva La Mock, and I thought he might like to hear some Mount McKinley's Bring You Down. Nomads. The Nomads gave us their version of the Sonic Psycho and start off the entire set with R.E.M. doing their version of Aerosmith's Toys in the Attic, the original version released on this day back in 1975. Yeah, we are approaching the top of the hour, and we know, you know, we all know that right around the top of the hour, I try to get you to this thing called the Mock. This program's mocking, or the mocking in this program for this week, is going to be Bobby Rydell. Bobby Rydell, so secure your britches for that one. And that is coming up fairly soon. But before we get into anything, I want to... I don't know. Not the song I was looking for either. It's like my first day on the radio or something like that. That's the song I've been waiting for. Yeah, you're going to hear this on the encore presentation in its flaws. It's Red Cross here on Viva La Mock.
Never change.
That shows, and we all go, 'cause everyone's there.
I really like the way she looks in that halter top and elephant flares. Driving down the highway in my Trans Am custom T-top car. Hear some Tracy Lee playing on the radio. Incantation. Some say she is a high priest of perfection, generation. I am free.
It's the way she,
and you are me,
and we are all together, all together. People say.
Driving down the highway in my Trans Am custom T-top car. Here's some.
Thank you.
you are making. It's the lessons learning to everywhere around the world now. They're turning on to you. As clear as crystal blue, every boy and every girl will soon be doing their best to get to you.
Choose to stay.
That is some brand new music from the English band Amoeba Teen here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Name of the song, name of the song is A Good Reason Why. Name of the album is Amoeba Teen. It's a self-titled brand new album that we just got in on the Big Stir record label. Before that, the Poo Sticks from their million seller with The World Is Turning On. That was actually on Zoo Entertainment Records, which was a label started back in the early 90s, and then I think it was, Volcano Records bought them or something like that, and then someone else bought them and blah, 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 all that stuff like that. But I wanted to play the Poo Sticks, not only because it's a great little pop song, but today was National, I don't know, Visit the Zoo Day or something with the zoo. Build a Zoo Day. I'm not sure what it was, but best I could do is like, hey, I'll find a couple releases from that Zoo record label that was around back in the 1990s. And then start off the entire set from 1990. Some Red Cross from the Third Eye album with Elephant Flares. So what's fun is if you're listening to this program on any other night but a Friday night, you know that you're listening to a recorded encore presentation of this program with all the flubs and messes in there. Like, I had a whole bunch going into this set, but I just let it go. Just let it go. My name is Paul. This is the Diva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. We are at that point in the program where I do a thing called the mock. Before I get to the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or no collection too small. Again, you can visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. Let's switch out our background music here. I can do that. I think I can make that happen. Yeah. Bobby Rydell is going underneath the mock light tonight. We lost Bobby just recently. Yeah, and I'm not going to play Jingle Bell Rock. I've actually shaved it all the way down because it's. I'll be honest, it wasn't easy to find a lot of Bobby Rydell covers. However, I do have one. I actually have a criteria for the mock, if you are unfamiliar with this. My criteria is I need at least 4 songs. And ideally 4 cover songs. And then I can have, like, my offshoot songs that are, like, 6 degrees separated from however I feel the mock works. So for this mock, it is 4 songs. It is a 4-song mock of Bobby Rydell, and that is what we're going to get. So it's going to be kind of a quick mock, but it's going to be okay. It's still a mock, and we're still paying tribute to Bobby Rydell, who passed away at the age of 79 over on the other side of the state, as he was a Philly boy. So we're going to start off the mock with something from Gene Pitney. He put out an album in 1972 called The New Sounds of Gene Pitney, and he did Bobby Rydell's We Got Love. So we'll use that to start off the mock. It's a 4-song Bobby Rydell mock here on WRCT.
We got love. with others just to show that I don't care, but my arms have discovered that the thrill just wasn't there unless my arms are holding you the way they did then.
When I see that girl of mine, makes me wanna sigh. When I see that girl of mine, makes me wanna sigh.
Yeah. 1972. Kiss came out with their I believe the debut album. And they included a Bobby Rydell song on there. Kissing Time. So that wraps up the mock. It's a Bobby Rydell mock. Nice, clean little about 15-minute mock of four songs. What else was in that set to make the mock happen? Well, before the Kiss, Kinks. Went back to Kinks Controversy from 1965 for their version of the song that you're in the background. When I See That Girl of Mine. Played some Hermits in there from their self-titled album from 1965 as well, with Bobby's I'll Never Dance Again, and start off the entire set. 1972 is when Gene Pitney did his version of Bobby Rydell's We Got Love. That has been a Bobby Rydell mock. If you got a suggestion for a mock, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com and let me know what you might want to hear. Questions, comments, concerns, complaints, all can be filtered through that lovely email address.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Let's find our way back into more music. What do you think of that? Hey, you know what? Kids witness bullying every single day, and they want to help, but they actually don't know how. There are safe and simple ways that your child can help stop bullying. So teach your kid these 5 bystander tips. First, tell a trusted adult, like a family member, a teacher, or a coach. 2, help that person being bullied get away from the situation. 3, be a friend to the person being bullied. 4, set a good example and don't bully others. And 5, don't give a bully an audience.
Under blue moon, I saw you. So soon you'll take me up in your arms, too late to beg you. I cancel it though, I know it must be a killing. We'll be right back.
Tonight, I think I'm gonna go downtown. Tonight, I think I'm gonna look around for something I couldn't see when this world was more real to me. Yeah, tonight, I think I'm gonna go downtown. My love has gone away. My love, what can I say? My love would never see that this world's just not real to me. And tonight, I think I'm gonna go downtown. I told my love a thousand times that I can't say what's on my mind, but she would never see this world's just not real to me. And tonight I think I'm gonna go downtown. Around for something I couldn't see when this world was more real to me. Yeah, tonight I think I'm gonna go downtown. Tonight I think I'm gonna go downtown.
She's a friend of mine. Take it easy, don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can, don't even try to understand, just find a place to make your stand. Take it. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we'll never be. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy. I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got a world of trouble on my mind. Looking for a lover that won't blow my cover, and she's so hard to find. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can, don't even try to understand, just find a place to make your stand. And take it easy.
Hey there, Viva La Mocksters. I'm Mando Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. Not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the Mockster's hip act fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Johnny Cash. Little ring of fire here, wrapping up that set of music on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Johnny Cash, Buck Owens from an album he put out back in about 10 years ago now called Buck Sings Eagles, doing the Eagles Take It Easy. I will have to admit, I heard that for the very first time on Courts in Session recently. Yeah, Eric Jackson Lorie played it, and I was like, why do I not know about this? There's an entire album Buck Owens did singing Eagles songs, and I missed it. It passed me. Before the Buck Owens, Jimmy Dale Gilmore went back to After a While for Tonight. I think I'm going to go downtown and start off the entire set with Pavement doing their cover of Echo and the Bunnymen's The Killing Moon. We've got 30 or so minutes left in this program. Somewhere in that range. Somewhere in the 25 to 33 minutes. Will you accept that? I've got a last minute suggestion for a song. You can see if you can get it in there. I still got a bunch of vinyl and some other songs that I just haven't played yet. But, you know, your suggestions are always welcome. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the email address. You can always call me up at 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. Is it a cover if you wrote the song and then you play that song but in a different band? I vote yes. It's a new order covering Joy Division. It's ceremony here on the Viva La Mock radio program.